Voters have wiped the council slate clean in Oro Medonte. Unofficial results from the municipal election came in just before 12:30 a.m. Tuesday, and the only returning council member will be Randy Greenlaw, a one-term councillor who defeated four-term mayor Harry Hughes in a landslide. Greenlaw collected 4,793 votes to Hughes's 2,380. Other incumbents defeated were councillors Tammy DeSousa, Kathy Keene and Sean Scott. The community has spoken, Greenlaw told Aurelia Matters. They've raised the bar and they've set expectations for council to lead the community with sound judgment and, most of all, with integrity. He said he was not surprised he won, but he was pleasantly surprised by the margin, because the margin is substantial. The people aren't necessarily happy. This council has done a lot of great things, but we've made some decisions that have maybe not been so great. Like everywhere, people want accountability and responsibility. Greenlaw believes the values he espoused on the campaign trail helped him win. I'm transparent, he said. I welcome engagement by the public to get feedback. I work with the people, for the people. His top priority once he's sworn in, he said, will be to gain back respect for council. The public has lost faith in council, to some degree, and we have to prove ourselves, he said. We have to practice what we preach. We have to be more transparent. We need to justify and minimize, when possible, the number of closed session meetings we have. Hughes, who, prior to his four terms as mayor, also served as councillor and deputy mayor, said he was not shocked by the outcome. Not in my case, quite frankly. I've been around for a while, he said. It was more of an American-style election that was going on. It was a slate of candidates that were elected, and they had a lot of resources behind them. The only reason he ran for re-election, he said, was his concern about succession and experience. If Scott Jermy hadn't died while in office as deputy mayor, Hugh said he would have, gladly, supported him in a run for mayor. A person who is now the mayor as a first-term councillor, Hugh said of Greenlaw. When I saw he was the only one to put his name forward, I felt the need to run, was there. Greenlaw found Hughes's comments ironic. I ran a clean campaign and I talked about what I would do moving forward. If anything, he ran a campaign making up statements of what would happen if he didn't get elected, he said. If anyone was implementing American-style politics, I would have to say it was him. It was not me. Hugh said he had no regrets in running a campaign whatsoever. Another positive thing is I've never been in greater shape, he added, noting he lost 10 pounds on the campaign trail. His hope for the new council term, that we continue to be a progressive township and well-run township the way we have. A progressive council is what Greenlaw hopes to see, too. I'm very humbled and honored, by the amount of support I did get, that the community does trust me, and I will do my best to fulfill my mayoral duties as best as possible, he said. Ward Councillor Results. Ward 1 Lori Hutchison, elected, 875. Zoe Rowe Watson, 367. Ward 2 John Bard, elected, 801. Tammy DeSousa, incumbent, 447. Eric Pattenden, 30. Ward 3 David Clark, elected, 743. Kathy Keene, incumbent, 456. Sean Power, 17. Ward 4 Peter Lavoie, elected, 743. Sean Scott, incumbent, 697. Ward 5 Richard Skell, elected, 553. Gene Stein, 509. Ryan McKnight, 106. Ward 6 Robert Young, elected, 282. Michaela Bierman, 278. Ryan Robert Cardwell, 234. School Board Trustee Results. English Public School Board Trustee Liz Grummet, elected, 4202. Leanne Pendleton, 2794. Christina Meredith, 2234. French Public School Board Trustee Eric Lapointe, partial 24. Saveria Caluso, partial 11.